Welcome to the Backfeed, the show after the show, where these fellows ask me questions and I'll do my best to answer them.
I think you mean idiots.
No. Any questions for right now?
Well, that was the fourth episode of Neverland. I'm very excited to finally meet Wendy because I, as Andy, know what we talked about before.
Yes.
And I guessed it. And it's terrifying, but I'm so excited.
But you might not be here.
I might not be here. But that's why I brought you down the path of Wendy. So that I don't have to suffer.
I really wanted Andy to be here for Wendy. So if he does come back at some point, you guys probably won't reach her yet.
You guys got a few weeks. So
Hurry back from being a dad.
I'll try.
Get that whole thing done and over with as fast as possible and then return back.
That's the goal. this fungus, or whatever the fuck these ants were.
So the stink bugs were infected. Some of the creatures are infected on the island towards the mountain.
So infected meaning like they were undead and now they're being controlled by this fungus?
Yeah, that's why it was undead damage.
So literally the ants that I mentioned
before. Yeah, I don't want to spoil it yet.
Okay.
So yeah, it's undead. Yeah. It's
so you knew what I was talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
So when you sit by the mountain, that's near the giants that they call them giants, right? Okay. That's
terrifying.
So that was your saving throws, was to see if you were getting infected or not.
And we did.
Lovely. That's lovely, lovely. That's
I did mess up because the attacks they had were supposed to be reckless. And they would have advantage, but you guys would have advantage back. So I messed up, so I didn't do any advantage unless you guys did it specifically.
That's fair.
That's okay.
And its speed, their speed is doubled. That's why they're moving so fast.
And they can fly too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that bug can. The slug was not infected.
What is up with the slug? Was it? It wasn't friendly.
Why was it stealing my spell slots?
That's what it does. It literally comes up the closest person with spells. It saps it and uses it.
So what made his spell fizzle?
It can absorb spells.
Like counter spells?
I did roll a one.
So it's like a rod of absorption, but on a snail?
It's weak as hell.
Yeah, like, but obviously.
Magic will not work on it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's why whenever you cast a... Because it can't do cantrips, so that's why Sacred Flame worked.
I was wondering. Okay.
That is neat.
Did anybody realize
I was like, I want to add this. This is so cool. Mm-hmm. Like, it has 9 health.
Yeah. But it can just ruin someone's day.
Well, if you think about it, you guys are fighting, and all of you are trying to cast magic, and it just keeps absorbing spells.
It's a good counter monster to the bugs that we're already facing that only do magic stuff. But that doesn't... No magic works on that one.
I figured it'd make you think. Spelling me into the Talasha
fight. Counters. It's vengeance of... I'm going to name this episode Vengeance of Anthony.
It wasn't even bad.
I know.
It could be so much worse.
I only took one damage.
Kyle, how is it not being a tanky... Well, Rangers are actually known for being pretty tanky, but how is it not being a barbarian that takes half damage every time you get hit?
I actually was really excited to cast this spell. My first spell ever in D&D. And it fizzled, so kiss my ass. Second, the fucking peanut butter. I'm deathly allergic to peanut butter, and poor Ra had to be just fucking choked to death by this disgusting bugbear eating every fucking peanut butter on the face of the earth. Now I feel like everywhere we go, I'm going to be scarred for life with peanut butter.
That was your chance to role play eating peanut butter.
No, I shall never... He will go into an anaphylactic shock.
Ra's allergic too.
Yes, he can only eat berries.
So if Derp licks you after eating peanut butter, will he go into anaphylactic shock?
It's a curse.
The only way to try it is have one of us eat peanut butter and then lick Kyle and see if he goes into anaphylactic shock.
I
vote Derp.
I put some in his hand. Like
yeah.
You know what I think the most interesting thing is that there is 2 bird type. And I tried to make Ra almost completely polar opposite of Twig. because Twig is just this cute, cuddly little happy ball of joy. Yeah. And Raj just this arrogant asshole and guy that's Theobald completely into adores. His
films. Yes. You haven't noticed.
What?
Theobald adores Ra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's... So you got that on your plate.
There we go.
No, I was originally Twig for this campaign.
Yep.
And I wound up to be free tonight because the kid hasn't come yet, so... It's like, hey, honey, can I go play D&D with the boys? And she'd be like, okay.
Should I just save my character's backstory? Or was it
kinda... Yeah, if you want. It's kind of just where you come from. You don't have to save it, but if you want to talk about it in the campaign to the other players...
What's that?
Type of thing. Backstories and stuff. Because, like, Billy hated his parents. So
And Rob thinks that I killed them.
Yeah.
I lost my dad, my parents.
I made a comment to Theobald that I may or may not have killed my own parents. And so he, like, went off the deep end thinking that I was a serial killer. Still does, I think, to this day, but...
Yeah. Any other questions about the campaign?
One other thing I just wanted to bring up to all the people that are listening... Kyle is secretly obsessed with Twig in every way. So no matter what character I ever play, damn it, Twig will be legendary in any character form. He shall have to endure.
We gotta get a shirt that has Zora pictured on it with just saying damn it, Twig, above it.
I think we should just get a picture of Twig.
With
like,
an owl.
Yeah. Like, just like it's his little head peeking up and it says, hi, I'm Twig.
He's got like this huge... Big eyes.
Yeah, it's huge, like a little, big eyes on this little them, body.
On the back of it, you could have it say the cutest little hour boy you ever did see.
Yep.
Yes. And
so, I want to tell them about what was behind the waterfall for that episode, if I can
remember. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So, I think we short rested there before.
Yeah.
And then I noticed the sound of the water stopping and starting and stopping and starting. We went over to investigate it, and I saw the water stop, so then there was a cave behind the waterfall. So me and Pete's character, I think, went, and he was playing as Woose Brain, which is what, and he had a, which is obviously a play on Bruce Wayne, and he had a alter ego that he would go and change into an all-black outfit where he became the Masked Avenger, which is where all that comes from. And
he lives in the cave? In the
water? No. He helped me look through the cave. So we go in the back of the cave, and there was a giant
nest.
It's
a nest.
Hundreds and hundreds of eggs in there, and then they all started hatching.
No, you broke one.
Oh, I broke. Okay.
And just it wasn't fully formed yet. Fell out.
It was a crocodile type deal.
Oh.
And then like,
oh fuck!
And they chased us out of there or something, right? Or no? Mm-hmm. Was it?
No, you guys left freaking out.
So. Needless to say, though, the eggs were huge, though. And then after that is when we ended up stumbling across the giant crocodile on the beach that is hundreds of feet long. And, like, we had to do dexterity checks to walk across its open mouth. To get to the other side. It's that big versus us.
Not that I... was trying to look over your screen, but you flipped over a page, and I saw the crocodile. Are you serious? There's a map for it? Is that big? Like, the insides?
Like, it's a dungeon, you mean?
Yeah, I think so. Anthony, do you know what picture I'm talking about?
Inside the crocodile's a dungeon?
I mean, this crocodile is, like, hundreds of feet long.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious? I wasn't... fucking crazy.
Oh yeah, you can go into the crocodile.
Oh my god.
Wait, this is of a Neverland book.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a book.
It's so is it official D&D 5e or is it not? So, like, I know you said we'll talk about it later.
It's 5e compatible, so I was reading through like the permission to copy, modify and all that, and it like had a bunch of stuff where it's related to D&D, I think, if I read that correctly.
So it's like whoever published it got the licenses to say D&D terms in there, like stealth.
That's probably because it says 5e compatible.
Yeah, so I would love to see like more Disney adventures, something like this.
Yeah, because this technically was
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Neverland is not Disney made its own story. It was Neverland was before.
Oh yeah, the book of Peter Pan.
The book.
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I would think.
So maybe the more accurate term would be fables.
Yeah.
Like a fable
old
story.
Fables, yeah.
Like
yeah.
The Wolf Among Us video game, if you ever played that.
White Fang. We'll go with the book White Fang.
Okay. We'll go with that. I'd love to see that.
Like Hansel and Gretel or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'd be cool. I'm sure there are. Just gotta find. I got lucky.
Where did you get that?
Barnes and Noble. Sure. I literally was looking for D&D books. I'm like, man, there's no D&D books here.
You know what? You should look up that book on Amazon and then find similar to and see what else they have. That'd be good. I'll handle the homebrew, you'll handle those, and then Rob will handle the modules.
I'll handle random books I have.
The random books, yeah. Because
I have one brewing that I read, based on a book I read. Which
really? Was it Winnie the Pooh?
No.
I would love. I would love to see the Hundred Acre Woods, like, darkified. An owlbear?
Owlbear? Is Bugbear, like, the equivalent to Winnie the Pooh with peanut butter sandwiches? I want to know exactly how many peanut butter sandwiches he ate, because I think he has a tapeworm.
Who? This one?
He probably ate like 30 so far. At least 30.
He's also a bugbear.
He's a peanut butter killer.
Yeah.
If you don't have any other questions, we can... Oh, no, go ahead.
That was fun. It was a lot of fun.
They gotta get the rust out of cobwebs.
Yeah, we have to dust off our old characters again and fall back into them.
It's been 7 months.
So is it really?
The last one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last one was published in February.
Jeez.
So all the creatures
were September. February.
Wow.
So, like, the creatures we just fought, those are in Neverland. Or did you just add them in?
Nope, those are in Neverland.
They're in the
Neverland. I keep everything from the book, so it's easy for me to look back.
So technically this is, like, third party, but... There's an argument to say that it is technically homebrew too.
Yeah, because I'm making up missions for you guys to do. They give you stuff, but
it's
a
sandbox.
Yeah, I'm kind of just guiding you guys through, and you guys do what you want. You know, try to help you have a goal in mind without endless wandering. But I would like you. I like it when you guys walk around and encounter stuff.
So the only thing I ask is that would I do leave? Please don't kill Twig.
I won't.
Okay.
I wasn't planning on it. I just like messing with you.
Yeah, I know.
My original plan, if you weren't here, was to have him just be picked up by the white bird.
Mama bird?
Yeah, and just take him.
You could do that again if you want.
I have another plan.
Just no spiders. Oh, so can we still know how to fly? Quote, unquote,
it's nope.
Like,
it's gone.
Okay.
It's only a timed effect.
It is, okay.
We just find Twig.
There are other ways.
By the giant bird.
And so did the, was it the white bird that shut it off on us pretty much?
Yeah, it kind of, like, blew you down, and by the time you guys got back up, it was gone, because the time limit was up. It knew. It watches the island.
I want to see what the limit is, the threshold that it realizes.
Oh, a clock is 4 hours.
That's what it was. I'm going to write that down before I forget.
And it's how they tell time. Because it's the hexagon moving. So each one takes 4 hours.
Oh, that makes sense.
So it's 2 clocks away. Is the traveling, so it was 8 hours.
Gotcha.
Do you have a separate book, Sam, for notes?
I do.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That way I don't get mixed up. This is the Neverland book. That's your book. This is the Backfeet book.
Silly Billy boy.
Anything else anyone wants to add? Or?
No. Good session, Anthony. It was fun.
Yes.
Thanks. It was very fun.
Oh. We're supposed to roll for coolness.
We haven't been doing that for long.
Roll for what?
It's because I re-listened and I got a nat 20 last time. I was really excited.
Do it. Bring it back. I keep forgetting about it.
You fool. You.
You're the only one that reminded me every time. You haven't been here for a while.
2.
Nice.
It's all right.
So what was it
roll for? Coolness. Wasn't cool today.
Deuces.
All right. Thank you, everybody. I'll see you next time.
Later.